95.9 X Rock Radio. It's everything that rocks. Of course, one of the main staples of this. And I've got Art Alexakis on the line with us. Art, welcome to the show. Good to have you on, man.
Thanks, man. How you doing up there?
Oh, you know, we're doing good. We've had some rain this week, but the weather this weekend looks fantastic. But don't worry, regardless. Of course, now I've been living in Portland. I guess you're no stranger to rainy weather.
No, it's one of the reasons I'm going to move back to California next year. I've been in Oregon for 19 years before my daughter was born, my eldest daughter.
Right.
And she starts college in August, so we're going to move down either Southern California, not L.A., but like somewhere smaller. I don't want to live in Los Angeles. I used to come up to Alaska all the time. Never been to Fairbanks.
Oh, okay. Well, this will be your first venture this far north, then.
It will be.
Right on. Absolutely. Now, did you come up play for fun, for fishing? What did a lot of folks, come up for a little everything?
My ex-wife actually was from Wasilla.
Oh, from Sarah's hometown, sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that comes up at parties.
Sarah was the mayor when I used to come up. I bet. Yeah. So I used to go to Wasilla. We played, Everclear's only played one show. We played the Palmer State Fair.
Right, I remember that.
In 2003.
Well, this is just a golf shot up the road here, of course, up the Parks Highway, so it'll be good to have you up here. That's originally, of course, you were out of L.A., you went to San Francisco, and then back up into Portland. You guys are looking to put out a new album. How is that going?
Oh, pretty good. I'm working on demos right now. I got about four big labels that I've met with that are excited about hearing the new songs, and I'm excited to get them down on tape, so I'm going to put them on tape, and you know, I mean, the whole plan, everything's going to plan. We're doing the Warped Tour this summer, and
right.
When I get home from that, I'm gonna record these songs and then go down to L.A. and New York and see where it's going. I don't know if it's going to be an indie or a major. We got interest from everybody, so I think we're going to find a good place to call home.
Excellent. Now, once again, of course, Everclear in concert this Friday night. I'm very excited about it, and Art's with us on the phone now. I kind of around the same age, and I got to tell you, still my favorite song, AM Radio. I don't know why. It's such a quirky little number, but and really it's the lyrics that just hit home. And the first time I heard it, did it bring back some memories for me, even before I got into radio. Was that a fun one to write? You must have songs that just, that one sounded like it came to you instantly.
Well, it's funny. The lyrics did. In a way, but I had the music before the lyrics, and I couldn't get the lyrics because I've always written very serious songs. I try to write carefree songs, and it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, right. They are obviously, a lot of the lyrics are a lot heavier, in the undertone, and then the delivery and the message, and that one, it just came out of left field almost.
Well, it was because I was just telling a story from a kid's point of view, and it all made sense. And then when you tie in the contemporary references, it did, as you say, kind of write itself. There's a lot of songs like that. Father of Mine kind of wrote itself, too.
Oh, did it? Of course. Yeah. And you had some that just went boom and really threw you out into mainstream as far as pop culture goes. Now, I was reading back, and a couple of these things I didn't know about, and really, did somebody actually throw a shoe at you in Australia when they were singing Happy Birthday to you? Did that really happen?
Well, I wasn't singing Happy Birthday. I think I was singing the song Strawberry, but I was in a very rough town. I'm trying to think.
Well, the whole thing I was reading up on, I said, God, really? And then they said, and then this happened. And then a bass was stolen. And then somebody threw an explosive or a firecracker. It's like, that didn't all happen at one show. Is that just the
pipe bomb.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, the pipe bomb and the stolen bass were at the same show. That was an outside show. That was after me getting hit in the mouth.
What the hell? Was it free beer night?
Australians are awesome, beautiful, loving, wonderful people, but they're rowdy. They're all descended from convicts.
That's right. Yeah, they were sent there. They were bad guys from England, man.
Yeah, and those guys are hardy, hardy folk. I don't know if you've ever watched Australian rules football.
Oh, yeah. Man, the chicklets on the field are crazy.
Dude, those are men.
Yeah.
No padding, and they just pound the heck out of each other. And then, you know, they can get into a fist fight, and then the whistle will blow, and then they'll pat each other on the bottom, and they'll run away.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they are. And then those same two guys will be toothless having a drink at the pub later. That's men.
Yeah, it is. Art Alexakis with us, lead singer, man from Everclear. It's going to be happening this Friday night. Tickets, they might still be available. These things always sell out like crazy. The outdoor shows at the Blue Loon. Great venue, by the way. You're going to dig the venue, Art. It's
cool.
It's just a really cool place. Adam, a great guy, does it right. You'll love it. So then you've been up here. You're no stranger to the midnight sun then either, Art.
No, I've been there on the longest day of the year and the shortest day of the year.
Okay, then that's exactly right. What the heck were you doing here in the middle of winter? Was that with in Wasilla again with a family?
Oh, yeah, that was with my ex. I went up to meet my prospective in-laws before we got married. We went skiing up at Alyeska.
All right, nice.
Yeah, but nice. That was a long time ago. I remember I was like, when is it going to lighten, get light? Yeah.
So are you a skier or snowboarder, Art?
I'm a snowboarder. Okay. At the time I was skiing, I switched.
Oh, did you?
I switched. I like snowboarding better, to be honest with you. But I got friends that do both, depending on the terrain and the snow. And
yeah, that's me. If it's packed, I'll ski. If it's powder, I'd rather board anytime. Anytime.
That's cool.
All right. Art Alexakis with us. It is live, Everclear, in concert this Friday night. Dude, we'll let you go. It's been a great conversation. Thanks for chatting with us. Is there anything we can get for you when you come here?
Let's see.
Fruits and vegetables, I'm sure, come right to mind.
No, just, I don't know, maybe some moose stew.
Some moose stew? Right on, man. All right, well, look forward to meeting you. Look forward to the show. It's going to rock on. You got a great opening band to warm things up. Local guys, 12-year stretch. They're actually very good.
Cool.
You're going to love them, and the show's going to be awesome. Thanks so much for talking with us, Art. We look forward to the show.
Thanks, man. See you in a couple days.
All right, there you go. It's Art. It's Everclear live Friday night at the Blue Loon with X-Rock. Everything that rocks.